It's Wednesday, September 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. 9 trends businesses are embracing, Microsoft managed services in healthcare, and Datto finally files for IPO. This is the one-year anniversary of the business of tech. Research out from Frost and Sullivan entitled The Reshaping of Industries Caused by COVID-19, which highlights 9 key trends it sees as emerging from those industry changes. A quick rundown. Connected living, including home automation and security. Connected work, focused on cloud everything and subscriptions. Digital health, with telemedicine and robotic care. Geopolitical balance, a focus on keeping trade flowing. Human augmentation, with behavioral analytics and data used in healthcare, financial services, and cybersecurity. Lights out operations, those fully autonomous operations, which include remote asset management solutions. Smart cities, including digitalized services and data analytics. Supply chain optimization, with augmented reality, virtual reality, advanced robotics, and real-time inventory tracking and 3D printing. And technology advancements, which is the deployment of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Why do we care? This is your menu of business value to dig into. Everything on this list are specific opportunities to deliver services. Each of these is a trend that's not new, but is accelerated by the pandemic. I could spend considerable time on each one because they are rich areas to dig into. Instead, consider the larger trend. Each of these is something that had previously been in play and is now accelerating industries because they are adapting conditions that are now and into the future. The great news is that any of these is a rich area for mining. If you've been doing the work of examining your customer base that I previously outlined, you're ready to match these needs to your customers. Microsoft has announced Microsoft Cloud for Healthcare, which will be generally available on October 30th, 2020, which includes managed services to support healthcare organizations. The service includes patient access to their records via self-service portals and applications to directly interact with healthcare professionals. Why do we care? First, I'm making those in healthcare aware of this offering. This is my interest. Continued investment by cloud providers in these specialized industry-specific solutions. I've highlighted my interest in building practices around specific industry solutions, and this is exactly the kind of solution I'm looking for. You build on top of the existing infrastructure here, and in the announcement are a number of Microsoft Teams integrations. Even if you're a specialized provider just for healthcare, you're still needing to build on this platform. But note, the entire platform is cloud-enabled and cloud-only, building right on the trends from the previous story. Datto has filed for an IPO, ending speculation that they would do so. They are listing under the ticker symbol MSP, and from their filing, note they serve 16,100 MSPs and estimate that the worldwide market is 125,000 MSPs. Why do we care? We rather don't, and I'll just quickly offer a few thoughts as to why. Seeing quotes out there saying this is a major validation of the managed services industry. And those quotes are by those who are invested in having their own IPOs or investments later. This is a great time for a profitable technology company to enter the IPO market because there's a lot of capital looking for a place to invest. I think their investors will do really well. I don't think that will matter for providers. Last thought, their stock ticker name. If they own the moniker MSP on the stock market, looking to be a stand-in for their customers. Yeah, I'm not so much a fan of that, and I suspect you don't need them to speak for your MSP either. Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Kazinta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster. An essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thank you for listening to The Business of Tech. It is the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, and I want to thank you for listening. It really means a lot to me that you spend your time in getting your information and insights from this podcast, and I appreciate you as the audience. I feel really privileged that you give me your time and attention every single day, and I hope I'm delivering some value on why you care. I will talk to you again tomorrow as we start year 2.